The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Monday, July 27th, 2026.
Monday. Let me jack you up a little bit here. Hang on.
Oh.
Up.
Oh.
Up.
Wow.
Yeah. There I was thinking it was my birthday or something. Somebody scared the piss out of me when you turned up the volume on Pantera there.
Well, see, I had to check it. You look like you John Gennaro in here just showing up with a shirt and no bottoms on.
Why? Oh, because
I thought it said off.
Oh, no.
I said up.
Well, I thought you were saying that because I was wearing camo pants and you couldn't see them. I thought you were being cute like that.
Camo pants.
It's like
oh, God. I'm tired of the...
What?
And it's not you. It's the... So, evidently, John Cena was at Comic-Con, like the big one.
Uh-huh.
And people
were... San Diego?
Yeah. And people are confusing people in the comments because, you know, he's not there. I don't see him. You can't see him. Okay, well, you know, Marks know it, but other people don't know it.
Oh, yeah.
So, they're going back and forth. Yes, he is. He's right there in the video. I'm looking at him.
There he is. There's never seen 17.
I'm like, it's not funny, right, when it keeps going and going and going, like the bit. In general,
I mean, he probably is very tired of it. I'd like to.
He's not exactly the friendliest in public, usually.
Boy, I know. I've seen some. But you also don't know what that person was heckling at him or like bugging him prior to seeing the videos. But like,
yeah,
he'll walk over to somebody and say, "Look, I mean." He does it in kind of the politest, dickheadish way you could do it. Like, hey, I know you're a big fan or whatever, but, like, I'm trying to, you know, blah, 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 and there's a time and a place for everything. And rather than just signing the request or taking the picture, you're taking 3 to 5 minutes to be a dick.
Yeah.
That you... So, I don't know. I've never been put in that position, believe it or not, guys.
when you're as big as he is, like... The time and the place is all the time.
Well, the one that I've seen recently was the one with Punk, with AJ Lee, where some guy was trying to get her to sign at a hotel. And security had to pull Punk back because they could tell he was about to screw up his life again.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Don't go after people.
Yeah. I mean, sure, it's his wife. Defend her. I mean, I get that, but like. You know,
like I don't get it. Like, do you want a picture? Do you want an autograph? Like, what?
I think it's the fact they know that they can go and sell that for like $150 that it aggravates them that someone can get it for free. I really do.
Yeah. But before they become famous, the day when someone asks for that, it hits your ego. But then when you're so inflated with an ego, you're overwhelmed when people ask you. That's what your fans think.
You know what this is like?
Again, I can't. I'm a collector, so it's hard for me to like see that. I get it,
yeah.
But at the same time, like, I don't. Even autographs now are crap. Like, the signatures look like dookie. I mean, they're just like you're getting paid a ton of money to sign your name. I want more than your initials, butthole.
I appreciate when people sign things, but
I take your butthole's initials.
I don't care about that. You know what I mean?
Well, give me that Bridget Bardot autograph picture back I gave you.
More people should know the market like you. You know what signature is worth what. Who signs too much and who don't sign enough. So if everybody knew that, they wouldn't be asking for autographs all the time.
Yeah, but...
It's like catalytic converters. Somebody brings you one, you're like, okay, you cut this off a car. But I'm still going to take it because it's
full. Especially if you own a pawn shop.
It's just full of metals.
Right.
I don't know. I think, like, I saw one time, I can't think of the guy's name. Whoever it is, it's this guy that goes to all these wrestling conventions, and rather than going and meeting the people, he videos them coming in the building, just walking in. So he'll play their music in the background, but it's them. Sometimes they're on a walker. Like, I saw Dean Malenko recently on a walker.
Oh, man of a thousand holds. Oh, on a walker.
Awesome. On a walker. But bugging through on a walker,
did
though.
Did he get sick?
Yeah, he's got... man, don't quote me on like MS something of that kind of thing. Again, don't quote me on that. But something going on.
No,
he still works for AEW as a producer. I think.
With MS, that's good.
Yeah. Well, it don't affect.
We appreciate you keeping them on, Tony Khan.
Oh yeah, for sure. And then JJ Dillon. I think he's on a walker now as well.
Oh, gosh.
Well, he's been with us a long time.
He's been there a long time.
Be honest with you, he kind of looked old back in the day at WCW.
Yeah. But I think the interaction is, I mean, as somebody who's paid for them at like old ball card shows, and then some that's just luck of the draw. Holy crap, there's Brock Lesnar here at the here at the hotel.
But if you got a, if you got a Pete Rose autograph, no matter what it's on, it's pretty much worthless, right?
Yeah, but that's kind of a legacy too. People like that.
Not worthless, but not worth near what you'd think. Just because the last 30 years of his life, that was his job, was signing autographs in Las Vegas.
Now, where it gets tricky is the celebrity autographs now. Because I saw somebody that pulled a Allen and Ginter, one of the minis.
Yeah.
It was an autographed Cat Dennings out of 100.
Oh, wow.
And I was thinking, like, okay, she's a known actress. She's notable, you know, but
yeah,
what's that autograph worth?
Oh, I mean, she's in the Marvel Universe. She don't just have big boobs.
Barely, though.
No, she has big boobs.
Well, no, she's got massive knockers.
Oh, you mean barely?
Barely in the Marvel Universe, though.
I don't know. I think you got
a pretty good career.
I look at some of these prospects, and they'll have like autograph cards numbered out of 999. I'm like, are there that many people in this world that would want this? I mean, for real, you know, if they flunk out or, you know, turn out to be a Todd Van Poppel type, well, then. I draw right back to that. Todd Van Poppel was going to be the next Nolan Ryan. In fact, he was on the cover of Beckett with Nolan Ryan, the next Nolan Ryan. He was pitching for, God, I want to say it was Huntsville Stars. It may not have been Huntsville. Whoever the, no, he was A's. Whoever the A's affiliate was coming through G-Braves. Me and my friend Cale Hall skipped halfway through school to go to, he's not dead. You just pointed to the ceiling.
Oh, that's right. He's
still with us, as far as I know. Do you know something? Did Rico contact you and tell you something?
I don't know. Okay. I hope Cale's still with us, Knob.
He's Rico. Still with us. So we skipped halfway through school to go out there to warm up, batting and pitching practice, and there's Todd Van Poppel by himself in the
This was the Fleer card, page. Right, with the white border?
Yeah.
I forgot what year.
He also had a score, too. But he was so highly touted. And he's like two or three years older than us. Like, he's just fresh out of high school. Yeah. So we're standing there watching him pitch or whatever, and we had a couple of his cards and a ball. And we even said Mr. Van Poppel, which is like, dude, you're like 19, maybe 20, I don't know. but Nolan Ryan has passed the torch on him or whatever. And he just looked at us and went, like that.
He didn't sign it?
Well, there for a minute, like he just, and he's just.
He farted?
Know, no.
He made that sound.
He just went like yeah, right, or whatever.
Okay.
And sit there. We had to watch him pitch for about 45 minutes before he came over there and signed it. Now, I don't know if he wanted to get through his warm-up before.
Probably.
Or if he.
See if you guys would leave?
Would leave, yes, exactly.
That part.
Yeah. So I got it signed. And
did you look at it? I don't know if he messed with you and put like a Todd Van Pussel or something.
I was his autograph. But it turned out, I mean, hell, mine's worth more than his now. He can kiss my ass.
Now a guy, like, the
actor. And mine's worth nothing. See how I did that? I put myself over and then pulled the curtain out from the rug out from underneath me.
I saw the actor Jeremy Allen White sign. Now, he'll take pictures of people. He's cordial. But when he signs, it's literally just like streaks.
Yeah.
And that's all it is.
Yeah.
Now, how do you authenticate that? Because they're not all the same.
I don't know.
Tom Brady kind of does something similar.
John Cena essentially draws a pentagram the way it looks. It's kind of.
You know what I do sometimes? Instead of signing my name, like if I have to sign electronically, I'll sign a penis emoji.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, because nobody looks at it.
I've signed some credit card receipts with some bad words before.
Wow.
My autograph would be F-U-C and then so forth. But I'd write it in cursive so it'd look pretty.
Says his last name's Q. Who's Q?
Who is Q?
I know.
Who names their son Fock? That's a weird first
Who's
name.
Who's Fock?
Fock.
Was this fella of the Orient? Who is Fock? And then Q? What's his last name?
That's not nice.
Q. Like Barba.
Barba. Oh, yeah. Lord. Shout out Haiti.
Shout out to wow. who?
Haiti. Barbecue is about to take over the country.
Oh, Haiti barbecue? Haitian barbecue?
The barbecue. The leader. The gorilla barbecue. You know barbecue trying to take over Haiti? The guy's name is barbecue.
Oh, God. Okay. Hey, man, we're talking food. And then there you came doing your Trump impression on me.
I don't know what I said.
Gosh,
I gotta find. We gotta find
Seriously.
That guy now.
Seriously,
are we gonna have to go take him out too?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Well, I don't know if we're gonna back his militia or not. He wants to take over Haiti, so you know how that works, right? We'll back them, and then we'll take that over too.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, we used to say we're colonizing it. Mm. They're already Buffalo Soldier.
Hey.
Oh man.
Men like Rasta.
Yeah. So our strategy around the world is, you know,
wild.
Really is.
Has your grass been greener than it ever has right now? Because my grass,
well, dude, it like should it. Be.
Yesterday, I had all the windows and that were facing the backyard, not open, but like the blinds drawn, you know, or open. God dang it!
Blinds were open, not the windows. You'd be sweating your ass off if the windows were open.
Right. Yes.
You get rained on.
And the room.
You'd be bat-winging around the house.
Those rooms are that room is kind of an off-white anyway. And it made the room look green. Like, the grass is so green in the backyard.
Pretty.
Well, I turned your house gay?
No. What? You saying green's gay?
Some of it.
Green's That's why you pretty. Live in Clemson.
100
you live
green.
In Greenville. Yeah, that green. What are you trying to say, man? It's my... I defend
think you
it.
Upset him, fat boy.
That's right. Depending on who you ask, it was named after Nathaniel Green, or because the people coming through there said, man...
It's pretty
that place
green.
Is green as hell over there.
It's pretty when you get off a plane.
Yeah.
I remember the
it
green.
It looks so pretty.
It
it's
is.
So green.
Love it.
So green.
Starting to fill up. Not get full, but fill up. Fill in, I should say.
Yeah. Fill up. Yeah, God bless. Oh, man. I tell you, eventually they're gonna start putting subdivisions on top of graveyards. They really are.
God dang, they will, too.
They will. They'll you know, call it the... Haunted Commons or something. They really will.
You think we'll get to a point to where public housing will be as nice as some of the apartments downtown now?
Probably.
I feel like they're going to have to
I
be.
See people who live and they spend like $1,400 a month and their apartments aren't maintained. It's like old. I would think if I spent that
You just said that like a European. $1,400 per month.
Well... I would assume that you'd have the nicest things there.
Oh, yeah.
Because you spend a lot, but that's not the case.
$1,400 a month, sadly, ain't
it's nothing.
Getting you too much these days.
No, but...
I need a market cap.
I mean, I don't know, that's the thing.
For a one-bedroom apartment.
I'm basing that off the handful of people that I know that rent, and then just things I've seen. I don't know what rent costs, like an apartment. Like, I have no clue. I looked into the apartment that I used to live in. We talked about that day. And that would be, whoa, God.
What's a different name now, I noticed.
Yeah, I noticed that too when I went to the doctor the other day.
Yep.
I don't know if it's under the same, but that was a, God bless, that was a palace. That was just the best I ever lived.
The market is ridiculous.
I mean, not the best I ever lived, but like for what you put out, God bless, that was.
Where it was, good location.
It was
nice spot.
Fantastic. And plus, because of that name, they wouldn't let it go bad. You
that
know?
Was this is higher true. Than what I spent in California because my rent was.
I bet you not now though.
Oh God, not now.
Well, I mean, but how long have you lived here?
Since like right before I started working for the station, before 96.
Oh, Newsom would try to stick it to you now.
30 years, dude. Yeah, man. I bet you'd blow your mind now. I bet you. Yeah, I'm interested to see that. Like, let's see what a one-bedroom apartment in what's an area near Hollywood or Los Angeles, but like, what's the Greer of Los Angeles? What would that be?
Greer?
Yeah.
Well, I've never been.
Pasadena. Like, just Pasadena.
Okay.
Pasadena.
I like the roses page.
Pasadena.
Apartment in Pasadena. So while we look that up.
But I didn't live there. I lived in the Bay Area.
Average of $2,700 a month for a one bedroom.
God almighty.
That's based heavily on specific neighborhoods and the building age, with some of them fluctuating all the way to $4,600. But, you know, there's what's that one bedroom look like? You know what I'm saying?
Hell.
Like, you got one of them budget ones that, you know, you might be overpaying at that point.
Dude, efficiencies anywhere in New York City are like, you know, $2,500, $2,600.
In San Francisco, you can get a studio for $1,795.
I bet it looks like crap, smells like piss.
No, it's beautiful, like actually.
Yeah, but that's like the... check your source on that, though, because that's like, you ever seen those things that say you can get a home in a blah, blah, blah village in Italy for only $3,000?
Yeah, but where is it?
All right, well,
exactly. It's cut off from water. It's cut off from all the amenities.
Is that in the Castro?
Here's a $3,333 per month apartment. Two bedrooms.
That sounds like a Freemason offering that one.
You might have to hold one till the swelling goes down and get that rate.
$4,000. I mean, it's so expensive to live in this
city. So let's look at the same for Greenville. So we went Pasadena and Greenville. Okay. So they average from $1,001 up to the luxury downtown spots that can exceed $1,800 a month. Ooh. So that is not
bad compared to other.
We need these apartment owners to get with, you know, like a coalition of CEOs and like, we know you're not going to pay people more money, right? So they can't afford these houses, but we're still going to jack up the prices.
But the problem is the rate of pay isn't going up enough to pay for the places that people live in, and they have to get roommates or live with their family.
That's where, you know what, say what you will, but when at least the ones I've known, I know so. People from other countries come to this country.
Yeah.
They'll live about 14 to a house until they can get their own way. I could not do that. I could not.
I live next door to that.
I'd stay in my...
You'd have to... Well, you'd share a shower. It's loud. You're platoon showering.
I'd live in my Adobe spot and just leave it. Let them go. I could not live that deep in people just for freedom. Are you kidding?
When I moved back here, my mom wouldn't let me live with her because I'd already moved out of the house.
God.
We need rent control, by God.
Well, I mean...
And the city ain't big enough to offer it.
The precedent has been set by, you know, slumlords around that's been allowed to do it for years. And then, like, that's what I... You know, like, the projects... Or that's a government contract. I mean, that's all it is. They worked out a government deal. Okay. Ran by the unions.
Full of no-show jobs.
And, God, you ain't kidding.
For the Paisans and
God,
others.
No kidding. I know somebody used to have a no-show job. Karma gets you eventually. It really does.
Yeah.
All right. My gosh.
Okay. God, man. It's just scratching the surface of various topics
of just stuff. I want to see what the rent on a house. Let's see a two bedroom house.
I'm gonna say it's too damn high. Like the guy with the mutton chops.
Oh yeah. Let's see now. The I wanted AI mode. I don't want to have to look it up myself. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes okay.
Sucking extra water.
Two bedroom. A two-bedroom house average is $1,522 a month. Bull crap. There ain't no way. That the average.
That's probably just one bath too. It's not even one and a half.
Two bedroom.
How many baths? Probably just one.
A two bedroom though is that?
Because you got at least two people that got to do it.
I don't know very many two bedroom houses.
That's what I was just about to say. It sounds like a dupe, does it not?
Yeah.
Like for real.
I don't know.
Most houses have three bedrooms.
That's probably what 900 square foot, maybe 1,000.
Yeah, it doesn't say. Wowee, man. Golly bum. God bless. Yeah. I just saw what it cost to live in one of the apartments.
That ain't going to get better.
God.
That would never get better.
Yeah, man. The one that's on the Swamp Rabbit Trail. God bless America. Ooh, look at the bikers. What was it? God bless. Just to say you live there?
Pay a premium to live there.
Christ.
That's for the single professional, right? The young person.
Just single professional, yeah. That's trying to keep up with the Joneses before they even...
Somebody that can eat all $50 a week. Live by themselves.
Or does it eat at all? Like, you know, you've seen some of these emancipated people. It's like, do you need some food? No, I'm saving up for rent. It's crazy.
If you live with people, you're going to spend at least $250 a week at the store.
Yeah. Are you eat at the restaurant that you work at?
Hey, let me get another free meal. No.
Remember those days? I remember those days.
It's like, come on, you're already criminally underpaying me. You can't give me a free meal. Like, the government's cool with that, though.
Man, I don't
That's
care.
Why you wanted to work the back bar. Yep. You could sit there and make do whatever. Look, one for you, one for me.
Bar
I
back.
I had to go home early one time from Chick-fil-A because I ate so many nuggets one day. Like, I was sick as hell. They had just come out. Those things were so good. They still are good, I think.
You were nugget drunk.
Not as good here lately as they used to be.
If you get them at the right time, they're good.
Oh, boy, I ate so many of them, I got sick.
Most people that I know that work at a restaurant.
That's when you know food's good. You eat so much of it, you get sick.
They won't eat the food that they cook because they smell it all the time.
I get that, too.
Like, my brother worked at a great pizza restaurant, and we would always say, bring home this. And he goes, hell no, I don't want it in my house. And I said, but it's our house, so bring it home.
In the middle of the street.
Mr. Hand.
Isn't it our house, Mr. Brother?
Like, you're not eating the bits, just bring it home anyway.
I'll pick you up if you bring me two pizzas for you and your loser friends.
Shoot.
You ever call him Fart when you got mad? So bring it home anyway, Fart.
Because his name was Art.
Rest in peace.
No,
rest in peace.
Never.
Yeah.
That pissed him off.
Did he have a nickname?
No.
No? Was his full name Arthur?
Yes.
I'm trying to think if a...
Is he named after your dad? Lee? Was Lee his middle name?
Yeah.
He's named after paintings.
You remember my dad was Jerry Lee.
Jerry Lee.
You said he was a serial killer name.
Because he had three names, Jerry Lee Pirtle, John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, but I have to remind you, they always did that.
Jeffrey Dam Dahmer.
John Dwayne Gacy didn't sit there and go, oh, look at me, guys. It's a different person.
Juan Dwayne Gacy.
Juan Dwayne Gacy, yeah. You don't want to mix up the wrong people.
Cameraman about to get fired.
I called him worse names than Fart. I can tell you that because he's my brother.
Okay, tell us one and we'll go to break on that word.
Okay.
All right, go. What's one of the words you called him?
MF, I mean.
Okay, well, there you go.
Wow. Every morning.
With Batman.
If you don't smile right now.
Fat boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
On making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Oh, God.
This is from last week's Best Damn Audio. It's the great Marvin Sims.
Marvin Sims!
I love him.
Marvin!
Is he singing in his living room?
Yeah.
Okay.
He scares me here in a minute, though.
Oh, yeah, okay.
What's that? Sounds like he's got a set, don't he?
Oh, that's nice, man. Isn't that nice? Just be
you, Marvin.
This is a great song, but if you're riding around right now, like on a, well, it's still dark outside. you're going to jerk the wheel in a minute.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take it to dinner.
And if there's a guy beside you named Will sitting beside you in the front seat right now, oh, here it comes. Oh man.
You can do something with this guy, right?
I know.
He's got potential.
I sent him a message.
What did he say?
Nothing yet.
He should be taking money for requests like Short Round does.
Yeah.
Whatever his name is.
I can't remember his name, but... it's so good. Matter. Okay. Now... Let's get on to real serious things.
He's like, having a snail trailing everywhere.
I know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's kind of...
Almost Elvis.
He kind of looks like Kenny Rogers in a sense, maybe. Like a young... but younger.
That's high praise right there.
Yeah.
Talking about early to mid-90s Kenny Rogers, the one I met at Myrtle Beach.
Probably, yeah.
Before the chicken stuff.
Very similar. Oh, wait a minute. Oh my God, I love it.
Then we won the World Cup. You took home.
They should make Four Dog Night and allow him to be a part of
they
it.
They should.
Wasn't this Three Dog Night originally?
Yeah.
Four Dog Night.
Yeah.
And Marvin. One night.
Just another dog. Yeah.
So good. Okay. This won't make any sense on the podcast, so I have
it's okay.
I have to keep that in mind. Let's talk about something serious, though, and that's the mass surveillance of America.
God dang it, boy, that's a hot button issue.
They turn it off all the way. I won't be able to like concentrate.
It's all too right. good. Oh, Ma.
Just a little bit more.
It matters.
God, he's got to have a voice. A bigger catalog, right?
Oh, yeah. I've never been this way.
You should start doing that, fat boy.
I do need something else to do.
You do.
He does need.
You okay. need a hobby.
I do need something to spill off the plate.
So, I believe it was fall of last year we started talking about the flock cameras and you know that came you know Palantir and all that stuff, and now you know the first thing about the technology is that yes it is to scan license plates so that is you know it could be used to give people
tickets.
Tickets, not paying tolls, or if there's a APB out on a license plate, they can maybe find it. But then the technology also has technology all the way down to how many people are in the car. I believe their gender, their weight, their height, even all the way up to possibly the blood pressure rate.
Oh. Which,
how in the world? They're sending out lasers to do that? I don't know.
I don't know, man. But
now the doctor just has to, like, it looks like they're getting ready to unalive me. They put the thing up to my temple to check my temperature now. I'm like, God dang it, that's amazing.
You think that's accurate, though?
They're supposed to stick it up your peach emoji, right?
They used to.
That's how you get the temperature.
Yeah.
And it's one they used to press on your forehead as a kid. They would press it right on the knot and get your temperature.
Yeah.
I first saw these at a Florida toll when I got a mail. When you mail somebody.
Prostitute?
No. They mailed me and said, you owe the toll. And there was a clear picture of the back of my car.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, HD clear.
Yeah. Yeah, like, so, and like all over the country, people are going and they're cutting them down, which.
I don't blame them.
That, I mean, I don't know how they work together. Where do you have to put them? You can't have just one, right?
You know, I want to say there's only like I want to say it's less than 100,000 nationwide so far. Like, it's not, the rollout isn't as big as everybody thinks. Let's see.
No, Austin, Texas didn't want any of that stuff, and now they're reconsidering, like, well, maybe we should have them because, you know, they can't track crimes unless they track them in the next city or county.
Right. Imagine how hard this would have been with the horse and buggy days.
Would have been He's taking off, okay. Son of a bitch.
Yeah, I was right. Right around 100,000 installed nationwide.
And can you tell where the most of them are? I would assume like New York City. Or...
Why would you assume that?
I'm just playing the odds at that point.
I would say they're probably more in California, to be honest.
Oh, or there could be, actually.
Just because I was just thinking.
They're all in Compton, too.
City of Compton. Of course, I can't find that information.
It's probably somewhere we don't like. You know, wouldn't think of first.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't know why. So anyway, you've probably seen them. They've got solar panels on top, so you know they're good for the environment. They don't cost any energy.
So if I pull near one, it can look like straight into my face and get like a clear picture. I haven't seen any footage from one. You know, I like to see.
I've seen pictures, and like you said, they're clear as hell. Like the banks ought to get them in there.
Banks. Y'all got the worst cameras.
Yeah, they still do.
So grainy, makes you want to go rob a bank.
That goes to show you the value of the dollar. Is there's no more bank robberies anymore, and they still have the crappy cameras.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says it's not giving me exact numbers, but it says that. Most of them are, it says, major urban hubs. So cities like LaLanna contain thousands.
Thousands.
Thousands. Dude, cities like Atlanta and surrounding Georgia counties maintain thousands of flock cameras. So there's only 100,000 nationwide, allegedly.
They're probably in DeKalb and College Park, like most of them.
Call it Bob, Bob, Bob. Wow.
I thought they'd be like near Virginia Highlands or anything like that.
There are 1,400 in the state of South Carolina. So think about that. In Atlanta, there's, how many did I say?
Thousands.
Thousands. So let's just say 3,000 to 4,000. And then combined with the 1,800 here, or 1,400, so that's 7,000 of the 100,000? And bull crap, dude. There's more than that. That doesn't even make sense logically.
Well, you can't hide them, right? They're hard to conceal.
So they say. It's like that building in New York that people walked by for years saying, man, this building is weird. There's no windows in it. And there's no door for it or whatever.
No 13th floor.
And then come to find out, it's AT&T's data center that's been in New York City all along. And they won't acknowledge it.
It's about to get bigger, too, probably.
Like, dude, you ever seen it?
No.
Oh, you should. It.
I'm a customer, too.
It looks like something that would be in a Batman movie. Huh. Like Gotham. Like, real, like, art deco, but not.
It's the data center.
Yeah, they're
is where I live.
They're getting vandalized across the country. It's not just
flocks.
Yeah, people don't like them everywhere.
What's the charge of bringing one of those suckers down? Malicious.
I know they cost $2,500 to the city or whoever bought it. That's the average.
What can you do with them? You know, two local people got fired for misuse of a flock camera.
Oh, two local. Oh, yeah.
For the Greenville County Sheriff's Department. And I think the sheriff said there could come a time where you can face criminal charges down the road for misuse.
I mean, yeah. You can use it to like follow people, find stalk out where they somebody. Live, stalk them.
I wonder if you can
keep up with an ex.
You can get their license plate number and find out where they live and show up at their house.
If you got a lot of these cameras in succession, I wonder if you can tag a car digitally. So you don't have to look for it, it'll just follow itself.
Well, that's what the AI in it does is it knows those numbers to be looking for.
So I don't have to watch it. I can just tag it and boom.
So the good thing about them is
yeah, but except it's misreading some. Like that. But remember that guy in Florida got charged with something in Alabama, and he had proof that he was in Florida, but the flock camera said, no, you're in Alabama. And he still got charged for it.
That's stupid.
He was at work. His car was in the
parking
lot. You
can't argue with the tech.
You can't. I know.
Can't argue with a camera that's wrong.
I guess not. No.
Stolen vehicles and other things, you know, missing persons, it helps. But
yes.
I mean, that's a good thing about that. But as far as an invasion of privacy,
it's just like
the
TSA
ability to stalk some girl.
I snuck a bomb through the TSA last day. I didn't even see it.
How about you got no...
That's a joke.
You should have no expectation of privacy in a public place. Now, everybody likes to get on their high horse and say, well, I'd rather be free than be protected. But when you need these cameras, you know, you'll want them then.
Yeah, but there's a thing now, and apparently it's not that hard to do. And I'm not a techie person, as you know, but it's called something like a Wi-Fi cage that they can... Basically, what it does, it scans your house, and it. So when you walk around inside your house, the Wi-Fi that's in your house is bouncing off your body. You may not realize it, but it's like bouncing off your body. So people who have that tech can sit outside your house and watch you walk through your house, or tell where you are in the house, how many people's at home, if anybody's at home.
Yeah, that's scary.
Like that's kind of damn scary.
But what do you do with that information?
Well, you find out if a woman's at home by herself, and you go in there and rob her, or a man, or kids, or if anybody's at home, we go rob the place.
That could happen.
Yeah. I mean, you could also watch the place and tell if anybody came in and out. So if your place gets cased, it's going to get cased.
The camera that I have on the inside, when I set it up.
You swallow them?
You got a camera?
No, it said that it was a human, like a person, but it was my dog. She's over 80 pounds.
Is she walking on her hind legs?
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.
Hello?
I have one.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, baby? This is Rick.
Not too much.
So, hi, what you doing today?
Nothing.
Hey, look, I got a call from Clarence the other day. I'll just tell you what's going on. Look, I loaned him a porno, and... Then he says he gave it to you.
No, he gave me nothing. Yeah. Why no?
Yeah, it's a porno.
I don't have it.
Yeah, it was one that you and him watched together.
Who is this?
Ricky.
Ricky who?
Ricky Smith.
What's I didn't watch no porno with you.
Yeah, you did. Afterwards, y'all made love.
Bobby, quit talking
I ain't talking It's the truth.
Hello.
Evelyn.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Ricky. What are you doing?
Ricky.
This is Ricky Smith. Hey, Clarence told me that he gave you the porno that y'all watched together.
You're crazy. You know what?
What? What's the matter?
I hear you.
I'm going to call Tom and tell him what you're doing.
I hear you. Hello.
Hey, Tom, what's going on, buddy?
Not much.
Hey, hey, listen, Clarence told me you still got my porno. I want it back.
You damn right I don't have. No goddaughter's damn porno or nothing. I don't even know nothing about a damn porno.
All right, well,
I ain't never seen one.
Well, I'll tell you about it. It was a man on man. He told me you were into that.
I don't give a what he said. Don't call my damn number. Hello.
Hey, is this Tom?
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, this is Jimmy. What's going on, buddy?
Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. Well, how you doing, bud?
I don't know. Jimmy who?
Jim Smith.
I don't know you.
Okay. Well, look, I'm wondering when you're going to bring me back my porno.
What porno?
The porno.
I ain't got no damn this damn. Don't be calling me. You stop calling this.
What, my porno?
Bastard.
Hey, Tom, what's
my damn nuts, you bastard?
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.